One More Turn, Episode 1009, Introduction.
Carson?
I am he. You don't recognize me? I am somewhat of a celebrity in this town.
We're from the city. We've never seen you, but we've heard a lot from our brother.
You haven't seen my Behaving Badly video? Wait, who's your brother?
The video your own brother, Caleb, was it, took? No, worked to avoid it even.
Success. So far still, at least.
How oddly pragmatic sounding.
I'm here because you said you knew Max. Enough about Max to convince me.
Adorable. Naively adorable.
Kingston?
You thinking you know more about Max than we do. Even either of us do. I still think you need to be convincing us.
Kingston. Kingston like the city?
No, Kingston like the clothing line. Yes, Kingston like the city.
Limestone isn't exactly a breathable material.
Must be Barry like the city.
No, Barry like the...
Witty or not. Carson, we have a choice to present to you. It concerns Max.
Wasting my time. If you have a concern about Max, take it up with him. Goodbye.
We tried, but he couldn't make a decision. Not even after hearing us out.
That does sound like Max.
So we're hoping you can make the decision for him. Besides, it concerns you too.
How's that then?
Ditch Max.
Again with the lack of context?
You want me to stop managing his gaming channel?
Oh ye of little faith, brother. Correct. I'll team up with him instead. No Barry.
Okay, I'll try. And again, stay Max.
That's I'm grammatically correct.
With the right punctuation, it would sound like Max is a dog. I'd prefer...
Yes, Barry wants you to keep managing the channel, but make it their channel.
I will speak for myself. I want you to keep managing the channel, but...
Seriously?
We rushed Max to make a decision because the more he thinks, the more he complicates things. Overcomplicates things. Does no one any good, even himself. Especially.
Well, that also sounds like Max. I'm going to stick with managing his channel.
He texted you about the conversation where we had with him, didn't he?
If you have to ask.
We know you like to think about things, but you don't complicate or overcomplicate.
That sounds like me, or at least how I see myself. I don't need more time to make a...
But we can all use more time. You will also want, dare I say, need more information in order to make this an informed decision, though.
Nora was right. You two don't like to take no for an answer. She calls you bullies.
And she calls you something endearing, does she? That wouldn't be the Nora we know.
And we've known her a lot longer than you, since high school.
Your judgment is clouded from the Nora you knew years ago.
Your judgment is clouded by the Bella you wished you had married. I may not have much of a relationship with Max or Nora, but I do with Mora and Nax. We talk.
Nora does not tell them anything about our therapy sessions.
Sessions? You and Bella with Nora? Can't be. She's not even finished her schooling yet.
Oh, but she's allowed to practice with those she already knows with their full consent.
Nora would not allow either of her children to be present for those, let alone both.
Thin walls their townhouse has. Plus some gifts and guidance to bolster the...
Grabbing your niece and nephew? What were you thinking, Kingston?
That we needed information, Barry. Just in case the direct approach didn't work. I'm not surprised it didn't. Rarely the path of least resistance from those with trust issues.
Those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And you've got glass from the floor to the ceiling.
I think I'm getting a pretty good idea of how you became to star in a video with you behaving badly. Hell, you even describe it that way yourself. I should watch after all.
There's nothing pretty about any of this.
Kingston hasn't told you anything specific about what you and or Bella disclosed in your sessions with Nora, though. Either Nora and Max know nothing, or they haven't said.
I've heard plenty. But I don't need to prove it to you. Either of you, to get my way.
Cocky bastard.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Gage that.
You are going to continue with your sessions with Nora, Bella included. You will conduct yourself as you always have. As you would have, had you never known about my intel.
That's not going to.
Nora is just about the smartest woman I know. It would not take her long to figure out that something is off. If she does, she'll learn very quickly that she did not take reasonable precautions to keep her sessions from being overheard. That and her children trust one of their uncles more than either of their parents.
Trust? Fear more like it.
Carson? You're going to stop managing Max's gaming channel, effective immediately. If you attempt to return, offer to substitute when needed, be a guest, promote in any way, or otherwise have anything to do with that channel again, I will make not just Nora's life, but yours and Bella's very uncomfortable, very quickly, for a very long time. Got it?
Oh, I got it all right. The bag of hot air and no substance that is you, the answer is no.
Unfortunate for Carson, he's a peacekeeper, not a peacemaker.
Unfortunately for him, he doesn't have Nora to tell him we play off each other to make it look like both of us lost to him, when we're really just setting him up for the real deal.
How long until you ask Carson if he'll manage your gaming channel?
After I convince him, I share his contempt for Bella.
Why has he gotten to treating her so poorly? He wanted her, even after she rejected him, but then she changed her mind and convinced him she made a mistake in rejecting him.
Carson has had few individual sessions with Nora. It seems Nora hasn't exactly been steering their conversation in that direction. Yet, anyway.
Has Carson just formed a contempt for women in general?
Well, there's Riley, too. But Evelyn did think Carson was the best match for her daughter.
Seeing how Bella has generally held contempt for her mother most of her life, that line of thinking was set some time ago.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Kingston, voiced by Jason New Earth Relic. Carson, voiced by Scott Alphashard Dirk. Barry, voiced by Tim Timothy 001 Rules. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
There's still a flaw behind your plans. Or something you're keeping from me. If the latter, then you're not here to speak all the truths about this, clearly or otherwise. If the former, then you're not competent enough to pull this off, and you could piss right off.